The former US President Barack Obama has warned against the irresponsible use of social media in a radio interview broadcast in Britain. Prince Harry was on the other side of the microphone for a special edition of the Today program, very similar to our own AM. It was a rare interview for Barack Obama, and he didn't mention Donald Trump by name, but his views about the direction the US is taking under his successor came through loud and clear. Europe correspondent Lisa Miller reports.
It was a first for Prince Harry, invited to edit the BBC's morning radio current affairs show, and it was a first for his guest.
I understand this is the first interview that you've said yes to doing post handing over the reins as such.
It's true.
For 8 years, your alarm went off. You woke up to the realization that you were President of the United States and faced immediately with a million challenges. When you wake up now as Barack Obama, former president of the United States, what's different about your mornings?
I wake up later.
He asked the former US president how he felt leaving the White House back in January of this year. The answer was satisfied, but...
That was mixed with all the work that was still undone and concerns about how the country moves forward.
Mr. Obama didn't mention his successor, but his views about the direction the country has taken under Donald Trump emerged throughout the interview, especially as he spoke of his concerns about the way people communicate on social media.
The question, I think, really has to do with how do we harness this technology in a way that allows a multiplicity of voices, allows a diversity of views, but doesn't lead to a balkanization of our society, but rather continues to promote ways of finding common ground. Mm-hmm. And all of us in leadership have to find ways in which we can recreate a common space on the internet. Mm-hmm. One of the dangers of the internet is that people can have entirely different realities. They can be just cocooned in information that reinforces their current biases.
Prince Harry and Mr. Obama first bonded over their involvement with the Invictus Games, a competition for injured armed services personnel.
President Obama, you said he was the easy one to get. You got on well with him.
Yes, no, we share the same kind of mindset and the outlook on the charitable sector, on foundations, and mainly on the youth of today.
Well enough to invite him to your wedding.
Well, I don't know about that. That's we haven't put the invite or the guest list together yet. So who knows whether he's going to be invited or not. I wouldn't want to ruin that surprise.
There's been a lot of speculation in the UK about the wedding invites and the diplomatic pitfalls that could lie ahead. Do the Trumps and the Obamas both make the list? Prince Harry seemed relieved to confirm that decision doesn't lie with him. This is Lisa Miller in London for AM.